Nanette Burstein directed the powerful Oscar-nominated boxing documentary On the Ropes and the fanciful Robert Evans biography The Kid Stays in the Picture. For her new film American Teen, Burstein filmed teenagers in an Indiana high school every day for 10 months, amassing over 1,000 hours of footage. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
The bouncy American Teen is the rare documentary that could cross over to a demographically desirable young audience. Some critics have compared it to The Breakfast Club and other films that break your heart over how tough it is to weather high school. The movie is involving. The kids' raging hormones are right there in their faces, not just their bad skin, but their skittery eyes. But if the film is a hit, it's going to be because it takes messy reality and molds it into something pure Hollywood. Director Nanette Burstein tracked 15 high school seniors, all white, for a year in middle and upper middle class Warsaw, Indiana, then edited the footage to focus on five: the geek, the artsy misfit, the basketball player hobbled by parental expectations, the varsity hunk, and the rich, nasty golden girl. You think I'm caricaturing them, right? Well, the golden girl turns out to be a shade more vulnerable than we thought, but still a nightmare. The others are exactly what they seem to be when we laid eyes on them. And if they're not, Burstein makes them just so. She even illustrates their fantasies with animated sequences that look like video games or movies. American Teen might have a breakout role model in the artsy Hannah. You're on her side from the moment she narrates her own introduction.
So I'm a little different than a lot of people around here. Warsaw's such a conservative town, and I'm so not conservative. I don't fit in. I hate it. I like music. I like film, and I like photography and art.
Hannah, you have an M&M for energy. You might like that.
Yeah. I live with my grandma.
She's so thin, she reminds me of those models.
She said she's been eating Whoppers.
My mom has manic depression, so it's almost impossible to live with her.
My dad moved to Ohio to work, so I'm basically just on my own for a while now.
When her longtime boyfriend breaks up with her, Hannah stops going to school. But then Mitch, the hunky varsity star, asks her out, and there's a happy montage of their romance. Other good things happen, too. The outcast Jake, whose pustuled face is a topographical map of teen hell, musters the courage to ask out a cute freshman athlete, arriving at her house with flowers.
Hey, salon here?
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Wow, thank you. What are these for?
Just because.
Oh, thank you. These are awesome. I just got back from my game. I'm smelling like crap.
It's disgusting.
I took a shower today and then did almost nothing. So I'm kind of just the opposite.
Oh.
I got my oil changed. That was exciting.
So do you want to go see a movie Sunday?
Yeah.
As heartwarming as it is to see Jake get a date, it's odd Burstein never considers whether the girl said yes because there was a camera in her face. Or for that matter, Mitch dated Hannah because he knew she was one of the movie's subjects. Why does the rich girl, Megan, let Burstein film her making vicious crank calls? Why does Jake's girlfriend let Burstein film her cheating on him and then tell him she's not the kind of person who would do that? In the New York Times, A.O. Scott ponders the notion that members of the Facebook generation, which has grown up with reality TV, are more comfortable opening their lives to the camera than their elders, who are much more self-conscious here. But I don't think the kids' willingness to behave as if the camera isn't there lets Burstein entirely off the hook. In one scene, a girl picks up a text message from her boyfriend in which he breaks up with her. Did the crew happen to be there? Why is there a cut to a close-up as she reads it? Did Burstein know the breakup was coming? American Teen reminds me of those old animal shows where it turns out the crew nudged the gazelles in the direction of the lions, with multiple cameras standing by. In interviews, Burstein has bridled at that kind of reaction, suggesting her critics have a problem with storytelling that's too accessible. I'd substitute the word superficial. American Teen doesn't deepen our understanding of what it means to grow up in this culture. It uses every up-to-the-minute trick imaginable to reinforce what we thought going in.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. We have some sad news about a friend and colleague at WHYY, where Fresh Air is produced. Jim Broxton, the maintenance supervisor at WHYY, passed away on Wednesday after a brief illness. He was 52. Jim helped keep this place together for nearly 25 years and could build or fix anything, from cars to buildings. He was all over the place, patching up our offices at WHYY. He removed old walls and installed new ones. He fixed the plumbing. He rewired our lamps. He built the shelves that we used to safely store thousands of pounds of Fresh Air archive tapes. But the real reason we'll miss him is that Jim was one of the sweetest and coolest guys around. He loved music and was a musician himself. So we'll close with a song that Jim would have enjoyed hearing on the radio. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.
That's why your mama told you that you